Talked to a buddy yesterday telling me that he missed a flight at DFW. His fault, not the airline's fault. But it reminded me of Gordo a week or two ago when he almost missed a flight or was going to have a flight canceled coming out of Mississippi, coming back from the little spring break vacation we had.
Mm-hmm.
And it got me thinking, have I ever missed a flight? Have you guys...
Like, had it canceled on you or just missed like it because you weren't on time?
Let's say it was on time, but you weren't. Has that ever happened to you guys?
Yes.
No. That's like my worst... it's probably everybody's worst nightmare for whatever reason.
Doesn't it feel like you're going to be stuck in that locale for a week if you miss that flight?
Yeah.
Yeah. It sucks.
Or even if you're in your hometown and you're trying to get out,
mm-hmm.
you're thinking, oh, I'm going to be late for if it's a business trip. I do think we've called the great Gordo from the tarmac saying, hey, our plane's about to take off. Are you flying
out with us? No, I'm about to leave for the airport.
I'm good.
Yeah.
So how many flights have you missed, Gordo? Just one?
I'm sure it's more than one. There's only one that I remember. I know that probably about 67% of the flights that I take, I almost missed. I almost mm-hmm. missed, so... I mean, it happens very frequently, but almost missing them. But actually missing them, I do remember one, and it was one of those running through the airports, which I've had many of those where I almost miss them when I'm running through the airport. That, to me, is the worst feeling.
It's awful.
Like, I don't mind that. I don't mind missing the flight as much as I hate running through the airport.
Yeah.
I should have just taken the L immediately and just said, that's all right, I'm just not going to run through the airport. I'm just going to go ahead and miss this flight. But I missed one. It was, I think it was a coming back from Europe flight, too.
Hmm.
And I was not aware that they overserve people at bars there the night before flights.
Oh, so, you were hungs over.
So,
I hate the feeling of being in the... pre-check or TSA line or security line.
The haughty line.
When you're looking at your watch and you're thinking, got 20 minutes until the flight takes off and this is going slow, this line.
Mm-hmm.
And you're starting to do the math. I hate that panic feeling.
I've had to do that. I've had to ask people to cut in line at the security.
Mm-hmm. Terrible.
I know it.
Now, I know George isn't telling the truth because I was with him once when we missed a flight.
Oh, that's right. We did miss a flight because of the laddie.
Yeah.
We didn't get back from Mexico. Well, we're on our way to Super Bowl 30.
Our old program director, the Wild Irish Laddie, George, the laddie, and I had a layover in El Paso of about 2 to 3 hours, somewhere in that range.
It seemed like a big window until we got to Mexico.
And he said, let's go to Mexico for some real Mexican food. And we said, okay, this is our boss, right?
Yeah, you had to go.
We go across the border. We go to some Tijuana Charlie's. Do you remember the name of that place?
No, but it was good. It really was good.
And then we head back. Well, going into Mexico, easy. You just zip right in. Coming from Mexico to the U.S., long line, checking passports and ID, not so easy. But the laddie hadn't taken this into consideration. So we sat in a very long line. We eventually got out and went on foot and crossed the border on foot.
Remember looking back at the laddie running across the bridge back to the U.S.
And
he described himself as a morbidly obese man.
Of course, we got back to the El Paso airport about 30 minutes after our flight had taken off. So we missed that flight. It was Southwest. It wasn't a disaster. You know, they had another flight to Phoenix 2 or 3 hours later, but we did miss that flight. So that's one.
Yeah. And I think we missed Super Bowl press conferences that night, too, which at the time we was like, oh, my God, we're missing the press conferences.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd forgotten all about that.
I missed another flight, but it wasn't my fault. It was one of those connecting flights that the first flight was running behind. But I thought I had enough time, so when we landed at the airport, I sprint to my connecting flight's gate, and it was that straight out of a movie moment where I am seeing them close the door, and I run up, and I said, I'm on this flight. I'm sorry, we just closed the door.
Sorry, sir.
And I said, but I see the plane right there. It hasn't backed away.
Now you're being belligerent,
sir. You haven't pulled the...
I'm not here to argue with you, sir.
You haven't pulled the walkway back or anything yet? Can you just open the door and I can walk right on?
No, the door is closed.
Regulation is once the door is closed, it cannot be opened.
That's exactly what they were like, and I was so frustrated. And I remember standing there and just watching them until they... pulled the, what is it, the Skyway?
Jetway.
When they pulled the jetway back, but it took...
Which was like 20 minutes later.
Yes.
Yeah.
I stood there to make a point. Like, I wanted them to see me watching that they hadn't pulled the jetway back yet.
Yeah,
and
you really showed them.
Hasn't backed out yet. I don't think they've ever forgotten it. I really showed them. But it was so stupid because it was another 10 minutes until they pulled it back and the plane pulled off. They could have easily let me on.
Right,
yeah. And it wasn't my fault because it was a connecting flight thing.
I'm sorry,
but that was the other
policy.
It's the other flight I missed. That one was due to circumstances beyond my control. I guess the Laddie is also under the heading of circumstances beyond my control.
Yeah, we would not have missed that flight had it not been for the Laddie. I'd never had the thought of, hey, let's go over to Mexico for 3 hours before
let's visit another country during a brief layover.
I never had that thought.
Do you remember the name of the restaurant? It's a popular American go-across restaurant.
Is that a Frog and Charlie's or whatever it is?
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
It has I don't think that's exactly it.
No, but it has Frog in the title.
The Dancing Frog?
What's the name? Senior Frogs?
Senior
Chihuahua Charlie's?
Chihuahua Charlie's? That sounds more
something like that.
Yeah, that really sounds like it has Frog in the title.
Hot dog.
Small animal. I knew it had some kind of small animal in the title.
Charlie and Carlos? Carlos and Charlie's? Carlos Chihuahua and Charlie's
Taco
with a frog.
I think that's exactly it.
Okay.
It was worth it. We got the story out of it. We have a friend who will go unnamed that once missed a flight because he lost his ticket. I don't know what the policy is on this now. A lot of it's electronic now, right? You just show them that you've got your ticket. But at the time, his point, and this was before 9/11, so you could just, you know, go right into the airport, and he had to get to a destination for business, so he was desperate to make the flight. He had to be there on time, and his point was, I don't have my ticket, but just let everyone else board the plane, and then you'll see that there's a seat open. That's my seat. But back then, you couldn't, it was like back in the 90s, you know, there was no internets. You couldn't prove it, like early 90s. And I do believe he had to be restrained and removed from the airport. He was so furious about it.
Yeah.
You remember that?
No, I don't remember. Okay. I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
But I think his is a bad argument. I mean, logically.
Yeah, they oversell the flights.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I guess they did back then, too. But his point was, I know I had my ticket. I just lost it. Trust me, I have that seat. He had a very good memory, so he could tell him what seat he was in, and you'll see that seat will be open. How would I know that if that wasn't my seat?
And I'm sorry, sir. You're doing magic tricks, sir.
You are. We don't take magic tricks for a ticket, and he didn't. He got removed.
Well, my buddy missed his flight, but he caught another one. He was going to LAX, so he was lucky that there were 50 other flights out.
LAX, where security is lax.
Mm-hmm. Can be.
Yeah.
See there?
Yeah.
I witnessed Reese Witherspoon just go right by security.
Yeah, they were used to celebrities. I let them breeze through.
Yeah. All right, 5:46 on the ticket. Coming up next, would this cowboy make a good TV announcer?